Rome's Grand Mosque slowly fills up for Friday prayer. About 1,000 people are inside. This is Europe's largest mosque. It represents around 15,000 Muslims in the Italian capital and is one of the 11 organizations that have signed the Pact for Italian Islam with the government. Abdella Ridwan is president of the association running the mosque.
Perché abbiamo voluto dare a questo rapporto tra
We wanted to formalize the already good relationship between the Muslim organizations and the ministry in a pact in which both parties will commit themselves to rights and duties.
According to the pact, both parties will tackle do-it-yourself imams and radicalization. The mosque will be transparent on who's funding them, where their imams come from, and their message. All mosques will be accessible to anyone and sermons will be in Italian. In return, the Italian government will take steps to officially recognize Islam as a religion and open up a permanent dialogue with its representatives. Italy does not have a significant problem with homegrown Islamic militancy. Nonetheless, the pact is partly in response to concerns about radicalization. Paolo Naso is professor of political science at the University of Rome. He negotiated the details of the pact with Muslim groups on behalf of the Ministry of Internal Affairs.
La scelta strategica del governo italiano, del Ministero dell'Interno.
The Italian government wants to use the Italian Islam Pact as a weapon against radicalization. The message of the pact is, Muslims are not the problem, they are the solution to the problem. We want to create an Islam that not only speaks the language of Dante, but also recognizes the Italian constitution and Italian values. And the Italian state believes that the large Muslim associations have an important role in this strategy.
But over the past few years, experience has shown that young Muslims are not necessarily radicalized in mosques. They're also influenced by the internet or in prison. Mr. Ridwan of Rome's Grand Mosque is aware of the problem.
Sì, effettivamente il terrorismo e il radicalismo.
Radicalism and terrorism are two phenomena which worry us and in which we have to take an interest. We recognize that we have to really work to take preventive measures. If you take the pact as a basis for that work, Italian institutions are asking mosques and Muslim organizations to be transparent and to open themselves up to Italian society. These are things which will help prevent both radicalism and terrorism.
In Italy, there are around 1.6 million Muslims. The biggest groups are Moroccans and Albanians, both consisting of around 600,000 people. The Pact for an Italian Islam has been signed by 11 Muslim organizations, representing only 70% of Muslims in the country. Professor Paolo Naso explains that figure in greater depth.
70% è la quota minimale.
70% is the minimum estimate coming from the ministry. In my opinion, they are being quite prudent. In reality, we have four signatures on that pact, which really represent almost 90% of the Muslims present in Italy. We've got the Shiites, the Muslim community from Albania, the Muridi Brotherhoods from Senegal. So I would say that the gamut of Islam in all its complexity is well represented on the pact.
The threat of attack by radical Muslims is high, but Italy has so far been spared from terrorist violence. By including Muslim groups in its efforts to prevent radicalization and promote transparency, the government is hoping it won't be targeted in the future. Angelo van Schaik, DW, Rome.